Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests, Matt Allison and Jessica Wiley with Licking County Transit.
You know, remind folks again, you know, there's two different kind of ways you can use Licking County Transit. Maybe explain those to folks.
Sure. Well, again, thanks, Dave and Joel. We appreciate you guys having us out today so we could talk about Licking County Transit and what services we provide. So, yes, we provide two services. We have a demand response service, which is a door-to-door service. You schedule in advance, up to 1 day in advance, or up to 2 months if you have a set schedule. So you call in, set up those rides, and it's door-to-door. We operate throughout the whole county. And that service we've been operating for years. So as you know, we've been over here a few times to talk about this, but our new fixed route service, which is really exciting for us. So we launched that first route last year, which is a deviated fixed route on Main Street. It operates Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's a scheduled route. So you go out to a bus stop, you look up the schedule, and you hop on and ride. Very convenient, very easy to ride. And just makes it simpler for people when you're not having to schedule in advance and worrying about that piece of it. So we launched the first route in July of last year, the second route, which was the 21st Street route in October. And then this year we launched the Granville route. So we have three routes operating throughout Newark and Granville and 75 bus stops. So very excited to have these two different types of service. What we're really pleased about is the ridership. So when we look back at the ridership that we had 2 years ago, we had 62,000 riders on the demand response system alone. Last year, when we added in the new service, we went to 74,000 riders. This year, we're getting close to 88,000 riders already, and projected to be well above our past history. And that's going to be a little bit of trivia, so I'm not going to go there just yet. Transit trivia is coming.
You knew he was going to do this. What did I say to you the other day? I said, you know Matt's bringing some trivia.
But yeah, very excited for the new services.
Yeah, and even more exciting news, you're about to add a fourth line, correct?
Correct. Yeah, so we're very excited to plug in Heath to this system. What we realized was working with LCATS, the Licking County Area Transportation Study, the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization for Licking County, Matt Hill and his team, we looked at the data, and the data supported that we need a route in Heath. And we also did a transit development plan in 2020 that showed the need for ridership and routes. So with that, we had 900 stakeholders that said, hey, we need better service, better transit service within Licking County. So with that, we've looked at the data, and it shows that there were 26,000 stops that were within a quarter of a mile of our new route that we had on demand response, the door-to-door service. So we looked at that and said, obviously, we need a route here. So we've been working with Mayor Johns from Heath, their city council. We went to one of their committee meetings 2 weeks ago to discuss this. And they're very supportive and excited to have a new route. So, yes, this new route will go down 21st Street to 79. It will go through Southgate, through Giant Eagle, go over to the Cross Creek Shopping Center, Walmart, Aldi, all of those locations, back over to Kroger, and then it will go back up 30th Street, over to Church, Church to the YMCA, and then back down 21st. So very excited for this new route.
That's perfect route for Heath.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you can't beat it. I mean, for folks who want to get over there to do their shopping and whatever, you know, go to restaurants or stuff like that. And then here's the one I like, the YMCA. For folks who are like, hey, I want to be able to get to the Y, maybe join the Y. Well, it's an easy way to do it now. They're going to take you right to it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to be convenient. And we've had a lot of people ask about that. So let me explain to you what a deviated fixed route is as well. Sometimes that's a little confusing when people are like, okay, is it a fixed route or is it a on-demand? What is it? It's really a hybrid between the two. It's a fixed route, but it allows us to deviate if we have a customer that says to us, hey, you know, I really can't make it up to the stop. Maybe they have a physical limitation or whatever it would be. We can deviate up to a quarter of a mile off the route, pick them up, bring them back to the route, and we're back in service. Now, we can't do that 10 times per route, or you'd be way off schedule. Mm-hmm. But as the schedule allows, you can do that.
Have you been seen with the riders that you're staying on schedule pretty much? I mean, Jessica's shaking her head. I mean, has it been doing exactly what you wanted to do? Because I remember being in Akron. Sometimes the Metro would be a little bit later than what they said it was going to be. Are you finding that?
Yeah, no, we're really proud that it's really been on time. It's interesting. Chad Brown at the Health Department, who's a great stakeholder and supporter, they said they can time, they can show the time by what time the bus pulls in. They said, we know what time it is because it's so on time. We know exactly when it pulls in. It's going to be spot on time, and we don't have to look at our watch. So it's been very good on on-time performance. Now, what you always run into with transit is construction, sure, the railroad crossing, trains, the train that comes through. You'll have some of that.
Yeah.
But overall, the on-time performance has been outstanding. And the other piece to this is you want to ensure that it's reliable. So that's critical for us, is ensuring we have enough operators, that we get the bus out there on time. But I am so pleased with our team and our operators of how well they perform the service.
So, Matt, when you talk about this new route down through Heath, the other routes, as I understand it, all kind of work on a hub and spoke. I mean, they're all kind of connected here and there. Is that the same with the Heath route?
A great question. So to that point, the three routes all connect at 1717 West Main, which is the Licking Memorial Health Medical Campus. Okay. So all the routes align. They start at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. They align, they go out from there, and then they return so that you can transfer at that location. This new route kind of ties them all together. It's a circulator route, and you'll make the connection on Main Street.
Okay.
So we have a location at Main and 28th, or 21st and Camp Street, where the 21st Street route will connect to the circulator, or you can connect on Main Street at Main Street and 28th to the Main Street route. And then ultimately, we'll be going down south, heading to Hebron and to Buckeye Lake is our next route we're planning for July of next year. And then beyond that, we'll be doing a Mount Vernon Road route, and then connecting to Pataskala, Etna, to COTA, and then also to New Albany and Johnstown, making those connections as well.
Fantastic. So are they linked up? I mean, like when you've got the Heath route and the Newark route or whatever, you know, across the 28 in Maine or whatever you said, are the buses meeting at the same time, or is there a little lag time, wait time there?
We're still working on that piece.
There's a lot of logistical issues.
There's
there.
A lot to that.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah. We've been out running this route and testing it. So you're looking at the best stop locations, number one. You're trying to time it out so that you don't hold in an unsafe location. So when you're running a fixed route, you have set time points where you have to be on time at this location. Mm-hmm. Others are what we call soft time points, where you can go by if there's no one there, because it's not a set time point, so to speak.
Okay.
So that's how you keep these buses on time. We're still working on that alignment to make sure that they align at the correct time so that you don't have to wait very long to make that connection.
Gotcha.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe our transportation supervisor, Carrie Mick, she was timing it out. So it's like maybe about 15 minutes so far when we've been testing it, so that you don't have to wait a whole hour or go all the way to the transfer location to get on and get to the other. So it'll be a lot faster with that connection. It'll be great.
And I'm sure over time you get more efficient
barring
trains and construction and things.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned the drivers, Jessica. That's a huge piece to this. I know you're trying, it's a competitive world. I mean, you know, you can go work at Amazon, start at $17-$18 an hour. You know, people are doing that. How has what your other businesses are paying, how's that impacted transit, and are you still in need of drivers?
Oh, definitely. Every route that we launch takes two operators. We have two shifts for it, so it's still very competitive. We are still hiring. We're very proud of the operators we do have, and we have seen tremendous growth. So we've gone from 24 operators in 2022 to about 40 now, which is great. But, you know, we have six operators for our deviated fixed routes. We're about to pull two more off for January for the Heath circulator, or the Earthwork circulator. So we do still have a need, and we have noticed that need. Matt has worked very hard to increase the wages for the operators to $20 an hour for full time. And also, as a big thank you to our current operators for all the hard work that they do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're hiring for full time at $20 an hour, part time at $18.50. And anyone can apply online. You just have to be over the age of 21, no CDL required. and we are an equal employment opportunity employer as well.
Benefits?
Yes.
Because I know a lot of
government
folks,
benefits, yeah.
Joel and I have talked about this before, about, hey, if I'm going to go work somewhere, I'm going to make sure I have benefits. That's why I said that I don't think people think about driving, because I think they get a little nervous when they say, well, wait a minute, I got to drive a bus.
Or, sure,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, it makes you a little nervous.
We have a great training program.
We do.
There's in-classroom training first. We do closed course. We do what's called cadetting, where you ride with a driver, and then you switch, and they'll ride with you. So there's a lot of training before you have to go out on your own. It's really very inclusive.
Yeah, just to add to that, right, I think the benefits are outstanding at Licking County Transit. So we are a government Licking County agency, and the benefits are wonderful. So I would also add that it's a great place to work. We've really worked on morale, ensuring that people feel valued, and I feel like people need a purpose as well in your role. And so many operators that have come to us have said, you know, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy serving the community. And it's really exciting for us to go out and ride with the operators and see what they do day to day and how they take care of our customers. That means the most to us, just seeing that interaction, how they treat them. It's such a tremendous service that they provide. We're thankful for them. And to your point, we had a lady the other day. She was out walking in the park next to us. She was walking her dog, and I was trying to recruit her for an operator position. She's out there walking around. I said, hey, it's a beautiful dog. And she said, okay, yeah. And I said, hey, have you ever thought about driving for Licking County Transit? But she said, she goes, you know, I don't know if I could drive that bus. Yeah. And I said, you know, you could do it. We don't have a CDL requirement. We're going to train you well, and you're going to be able to provide a great service to this community. And so she was interested.
And when it comes to these routes, and you even mentioned it, it's not as easy as people think. That's a lot of time and effort.
It sure is.
Goes into getting these routes down, right? And Jessica, you're like, people are always saying, we need it over here, we need it over there. Well, I mean, you got to give them time to figure out where you need to be. Plus, you need funding.
Yes.
This has been huge for you folks because, to my knowledge, you're still not charging anything for the riders, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I credit the community. Licking County is such a supportive community and really has embraced transit here. And so we've gone out to stakeholders, and it started with Licking Memorial Health, and they were our first funding partner, because basically what you need with these routes is a 50-50 match. The federal government will pay 50% for operating, and then you have to come up with 50%. This is whether you're New York, COTA, Columbus, or us, or even smaller, you have to have a 50-50 match. So we've gone out to the community and said, we need help with these routes to support them. And we have now 19 stakeholders that are supporting at various levels and just helping us to make this commitment to the community to continue this service. We feel like we would like to keep it at no fare as long as possible, because we feel there's a true need in the community. We've been out riding, and you hear the stories, you see the stories, but where folks say, I really need this transportation. We had one young lady, it was the first day that we rode on the 21st Street route, and she was going to a job at a child care provider. And she said, I used to pay, you know, $10 to $15 that I really didn't have, trying to get like Uber and things like that to get a ride. And so it's been nice to say, no, you can get on this bus, you can ride. And even when you get into this as well with transit collections, many transit agencies are reviewing this as an option and are doing no fares. So we were out at Alexandria, Virginia at a transit conference a few months back, and they have a no fare system, and it's a much larger system. Many times when you get into collecting fares, people don't realize you're not getting a whole lot back towards the cost of operations. And by the time you get fare collection systems, things of that nature, it can almost be a money losing proposal. And the main issue you have, and I was a street supervisor for COTA for many years, are fare disputes. And you think of, what are the biggest issues that operators deal with? They're fare disputes. Hey, I paid the whole amount. No, you didn't. And you get into that back and forth. So you're out there as a supervisor trying to relieve that situation, resolve it. And so there's a lot of things to consider. But at this point, we are going to continue no fare.
And that is the Heath as well. Did you get somebody to step up for that one, the new one? I
mean, yes. So we've worked with both where that route goes into Newark and into Heath. We're working with them, Newark and Heath, for contributions for their local support. And then also the other funding stakeholders throughout the community were contributing towards each of the route. as we've gathered funding from those other stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do have stakeholder support for that route and excited to move those forward.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Matt Allison and Jessica Wiley with Licking County Transit. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.